Hello, and welcome to Tantramar Report on CHMA 106.9 FM. We're broadcasting from Sackville, New Brunswick, the heart of the Maritimes, on the traditional and unceded lands of the Mi'kmaq people. I'm Erica Butler. It's Monday, November 15th. Coming up on today's show, hundreds of Sackville kids will be heading to school today instead of firing up devices at home, thanks to a tentative agreement reached by CUPE in the province on the weekend. As negotiations were underway on Friday, some Sackvillians gathered at York and Main to rally in support of CUPE workers on strike. On today's show, Bruce Wark brings us voices and perspectives from that rally. But first, some other news and information. There were 65 new cases of COVID-19 announced in New Brunswick on Sunday. More recoveries means the active case total dropped slightly to 534. 24 of the new cases were reported in Zone 1, and yet again, almost all of the cases are under investigation, with just two known to be contacts of previously confirmed cases. Across the border in the Cumberland Health Zone, there are 49 active cases of COVID-19 as of Friday. Nova Scotia does not report new case numbers over the weekend. Local Governance Reform Minister Danielle Alain told reporters on Friday that the municipal reform process being announced this week in New Brunswick would reduce the number of local government entities by more than one-third, from 340 to fewer than 100. There are now 104 local governments in New Brunswick, along with 236 local service districts, 8 rural communities, and 1 regional municipality. Alain told reporters the plan was to strengthen the role of the regional service commissions and to make sure all residents have a say in how their region is run. A white paper detailing the government's plan is expected to be released on Thursday, and legislation to enact the changes will follow sometime in December. The provincial government is releasing another plan this week that promises to be transformative for the province. Stabilizing Healthcare, an Urgent Call to Action, is the title of the new healthcare plan expected sometime this week. The implementation of the plan will be led by Dr. Suzanne Johnston, former president of Niagara Health in Ontario, and Gerard Richard, a former deputy minister in the Department of Health. The province says the plan is intended to stabilize and rebuild New Brunswick's healthcare system to be more citizen-focused, efficient, accountable, inclusive, and service-oriented. The Mount Allison Mounties saw their AUS football season come to an end on Saturday when they lost 23-5 to the Bishop's Gators in a semifinal playoff at Alumni Field. The Bishop's Gators will now travel to St. FX to play the X-Men in the 2021 Loney Bowl on Saturday, November 20th. Horizon Health will be distributing packs of rapid COVID tests again on Tuesday at the Tantramar Civic Center from 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. or until supplies run out. Mount Allison University has also started to distribute packs of rapid tests to students, staff, and faculty on campus. The university will host a pickup site at The Pond on Wednesday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., open to anyone with a university ID. Rapid tests are self-administered and give results back in about 15 minutes. The tests determine if a person is infectious at the time of the test and are not as sensitive as the PCR lab tests administered by public health. Anyone with a positive result from a rapid test is asked to contact public health and seek out a lab test confirmation. It was a busy weekend for labor negotiators. Late Saturday evening, the provincial government and CUPE announced that they had reached a tentative deal to end a two-week-long strike by 7 CUPE locals and a lockout by the provincial Department of Education. Although CUPE and the government had been close on wages for most of the strike, the point of contention in the negotiations appeared to be pensions. The government had been asking that 2 CUPE locals agree to change their pension plans to shift risk from the government to the plan members. And CUPE refused. In the end, the two parties agreed to a review of their pension plans without committing to the shared risk style preferred by Premier Blaine Higgs. While negotiations were underway on Friday, a number of Sackvillians gathered at York and Main to show their support for CUPE members on strike. Bruce Wark was there to document the action.
Young Carson Harper is blasting away for all he's worth on his black plastic horn, corner of Main and York, and that's his little brother Keaton on the cowbell. So, Carson, you're making a big sound here today.
I am.
Yeah, why?
To get Higgs' attention, to let us go back to school.
Right, I forgot that. You're not in school because of the strike, are you?
For the first week of school, we didn't do it to support the QP, but this week we did because we couldn't miss too much school, but we're back supporting the QP.
Dave Thomas is standing just up Main Street from Carson Harper, brandishing a yellow QP fist. Dr. Dave Thomas, I should say. He's the Mount A politics prof who organized this rally.
I thought it was important for as many people in the community as possible to come out and show their support for the striking QP workers. I think for a couple reasons. One, just to show them that we are a community here and we stand behind them. And we applaud them, in fact, for their very difficult but courageous stance in terms of standing up to the Higgs government here and fighting for a fair contract. So we want to show them that we're behind them 100%. And there's lots of people in the community who are. But the second thing is also to send a larger, I think, political message to the Higgs government that the vast majority of people are supporting the workers in this case. The polling data seems to suggest that. And anecdotally, that also seems to be true. So it's also to put on a display of force in some ways, right? To show them that we're behind the workers and that they need to meet the demands of the workers and bring this strike to a stop as soon as possible.
John Dale, I'm actually a recent alumnus from Mount Allison University.
And so why are you here today, John?
I'm here to show support. We have a pretty strong organizing culture in Sackville. I think we saw that with the MAFA strike. So I'm just coming out here to show support for our friends and neighbors.
And why is that important to show support?
Well, we live in an underdeveloped region, so I think a lot of the concerns of the folks on this union are quite valid indeed. Wage increases, for example, have not matched that of inflation. So there's a lot of reasons for folks to be unhappy.
Hannah Wickham, I'm a major in Religious Studies.
Why are you here supporting these workers?
And it's important for a strike for people to know that they have the town's broad support, and it's important to keep morale up. They deserve to have everything they have for the support at the bargaining table.
Right. Now, strikes are not usually popular. The workers get blamed for going out, inconveniencing people. What do you sense is happening with this strike?
I think it's probably one of the most obvious instances is where the employer is so deliberately being underhanded and backhanded towards workers that it's impossible for anybody to look at the situation and not come away feeling just total support for the workers.
John Dale and Hannah Wickham clearly support the QP strikers, no surprise there. After all, they're attending this rally. But judging by the sheer number of drivers blasting their horns as they go by, there's a lot of other support too. And Professor Dave Thomas thinks he knows why.
I was a bit surprised, to be quite honest, the amount of popular support for this strike in New Brunswick. But then I think there's maybe a number of things happening. One is the sheer number of QP workers who are affected by this. So we're 22,000 people or something. And all of those people have friends and family. And in a small place like New Brunswick, almost everyone is somehow involved, right? Whether it's them personally or a friend or a family. So the number of people involved in the strike And hence the number of people sympathizing with those people, I think, is pretty big. I think the other thing is many other things over the past several months have led to a credibility crisis for the Higgs government, whether it's the handling of COVID or it's the refusal to talk about unceded territory and on and on and on. The things like his popularity rating has been declining so much. I think there's a general lack of trust in the Higgs government, which is causing more people to kind of see the workers' perspective and side in this strike. Those are the things, anyways, off the top of my head, I think might be having something to do with it.
Yeah, and maybe the worst thing that could have happened to Higgs happened. He won a majority. In a minority, he was popular.
Yeah, really, yeah. No, that's true, and with a majority, there's only one person to pin it on, right?
My name is Quinn McCaskill, and I'm in grade 11 at Tanchmar Regional High School.
You haven't been at school, I guess, because of the strike. How has that affected learning, do you think, for you and your other students along with you?
Yeah, I know everyone that I've spoken with, all of my friends, and the teachers as well, we all hate online learning. It's so much more difficult to learn and to teach and to just, like, understand things. And it's so much time spent in front of a computer screen sitting at your home and not able to interact face-to-face. And it's really draining on a lot of people's mental health and physical health and, like, intellectually speaking with friends. It's really hard on everybody, so, yeah, that's why we're, like, here to support the strike, but we also recognize, like, the workers definitely deserve more, and, yeah, we're looking for action as soon as we can so that we can get back to school.
Standing in front of the corner drugstore, Mount A economics professor Stephen Law is also brandishing a yellow QP fist. He's been on strike himself a number of times, too, most recently last year when Mount A professors and librarians walked out over a number of issues. It was their second strike in 6 years. Stephen Law says striking is a really serious step for a union to take.
I don't think any union goes on strike except when it's really necessary. And it seems like it's really necessary for this union to be on strike. I think that what the government has done and is planning to do with their pension plan is unconscionable.
I have a question about faculty strike happens in the school year and there's disruptions for the students. This strike is happening during a school year. To what extent, as a professor yourself, do you feel that's a teachable moment for your students?
It's definitely a teachable moment. I think that students seeing unions, seeing teachers, seeing educational assistants, or in the case of, you know, a couple of years ago, faculty members on the sidewalk standing up for what they think is important for their working conditions, which are the learning conditions of those students, I think, yes, that's an important moment for students. I think that the last two faculty strikes were moments when students started to learn more about the way in which their university works and their society works. So, yes, I think those are moments when people come out onto the sidewalk and there's a lot of conversations about how things work, and that's great educationally.
There seems to be a lot of public support here today for these strikers. Why do you think that is?
Sackville is largely a union town. I mean, there's three big unions on the campus. There's all of these QP locals. There are people who work for the town. There are people who work for CN who live here, and they're unionized. The plant that makes transformers, I think it is, down the road, they're unionized. If you start going through all the locations, schools, hospitals, universities, there's a lot of union support in Sackville.
I am here as a citizen, right?
Okay, so...
Yeah. I'm Bill Evans. Yeah. From Sackville.
Right.
Yeah.
And so why are you here as a citizen?
Well, sadly, I am familiar with labor disputes, having been out on strike myself, and I am very sympathetic. I'm a strong supporter of unions and a free collective bargaining, and I don't like what the provincial government is doing. So I'm here to show some support.
What are they doing that you don't like?
Well, first of all, locking out some workers and ordering other workers back to work. I mean, those are the two big issues for me. That's not free collective bargaining in my mind. My opinion is that the provincial government tends to be anti-union, not supportive of, you know, workers' rights and stuff. And I, as somebody said, you know, you go from talking about people as essential workers to then denigrating them and not paying them enough. Every strike is, every dispute like this is about respect. That's what the workers feel. They feel they're not being respected. QP Local 2745 has been fighting this issue, and I don't know what the exact numbers are, but in order to be considered a full-time employee, you have to work 30-something hours a week. So the provincial government hires them for just under that, so they don't have to give them benefits. I think you get a strong and equal society if you pay people well. We have hugely unequal, we have huge income disparity in the world and in New Brunswick, and I think the government has a job to do something about that, to redistribute wage. I'm a social democrat. I have no problem with, in fact, I'm an advocate of redistributing wealth when it accumulates in an unfair fashion.
Right. So you mentioned your union history and leadership role and being on strike.
Yeah.
When were you on strike at Mount A?
1994, for 44 days in the winter.
Oh, boy.
That was no fun.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I became president of the union local after that. And one of my sort of mottos was never again. I don't like fighting. I like working things out. I'm a big proponent of interest-based negotiation. I like to come up with an agreement that both parties feel is reasonable. I'm a taxpayer, right? My taxes, your taxes, pay these people's wages. I don't want that money wasted, but I think paying them reasonable wages is a good thing. You tax people who have money, and you provide the services that everybody needs.
Bill Evans explains the union he eventually led was a QP local called the Mount Allison Staff Association. Friday's rally in support of the QP workers lasted about an hour and a half. Pat Lakis, one of the QP strike leaders, said she was really pleased.
Well, it really means that people support what we're trying to do is get a fair wage. And it boosts our morale and strengthens our resolve.
Pat Lakis says she's also grateful for the support residents of Sackville have shown the QP workers during their two-week strike. For CHMA News, this is Bruce Wark reporting.
Thanks to Bruce Wark for that report. That's it for CHMA's Tantrum Hour report for this Monday, November 15th. As always, we hope you will get in touch with your comments or questions at news@chmafm.com. I'm Erica Butler. Thanks for listening.